detail.
那么他们十二个人呢？他们租的船是能够坐十二个人的。
And of course, the boat that they had was meant for
right,
to have.
你在里面吗？有你在，你在。
The boat that they had was for 12 people to be on board.
但是彼得他们当年我看没有这么大条的船，可能两个人、三个人的那种小船。
But I would imagine that for Peter in those days, the boat would have been able to have two or three persons on it.
那么里面当中一些很大条的鱼呢，就三公斤到五公斤。
And the bigger fish amongst the fishes there would be a 3 to 5 kilograms.
那如果我们就拿两公斤就好。
Supposing we take an average of 2 kilograms.
153条呢，就是200多公斤。
Wow, then the weight of the fish
300公斤
more than 300 kilograms.
那么300公斤的话呢，至少三个林文远。
That would be at least more than 3 文扬。
你让你想象说他们那种小船加多三个林文远甚至四个这样下去会翻的嘞。
So you imagine that for a small boat with this amount of fish and with the number of people on board, then the boat would surely overturn.
然后约翰说那个网没有破。
And John specifically mentions that the net did not break.
所以我想这样的一个量跟这样的一个对于他们来说可能是很特别很特别的。
And so for the fishermen at that time, the quantity, the number of fish and all these things would have been very special and very different.
那么还有一件更特别的事。
And something even more special.
你们常常说我讲到没有 application, 我今天给你一个。
You frequently say there's no application in my sermon. I'll tell you one today.
特别尤其是那些捕鱼的。
And especially for those who go fishing.
以后你钓不到鱼，你记得你要去右边。
For those who don't catch any fish, you must remember you have to go to the right side of the boat.
我想到这个我就更奇怪，怎么那个船下面那个鱼会去左边右边的
？And I'm surprised. Why is it that the fish would know the right from the left side of the boat?
他们彼得这些都是很有经验的这个渔夫了，都整夜钓不到。那耶稣说：“你放在右边下去。”
I'm sure that the Peter and the fishermen they were experienced fishermen, and here Jesus tells them to put the net down on the right side of the boat.
然后更妙的，没有人在那边说有没有搞错，什么右边左边。
And surprisingly, nobody even questioned why is it to the right or to the left.
你看那个约翰的记录，他说他就放下去了。
And they just obeyed and just put the nets down.
我有时候跟管堂开玩笑，我说跟我买鸡腿饭，我要左边的腿的。
So sometimes I joke that if you buy chicken rice for me, I want the right thigh.
你今天等一下过去对面看看，看那个人会不会拿刀追你。
And you see whether the food seller would be upset with you.
所以这一些看起来好像很戏剧化。
And we see that there's very dramatic here all the description.
但是我相信就是这一连串的这个事情里面永远深刻的印在这个早上的门徒的心底里面。
I believe that it is because these detailed and very special events they were deeply carved into the minds of the disciples.
耶稣特别经过给他们经过这一个早上的这样一个这个捕鱼的这个过程。
And Jesus through the events that happened in the morning and the fishing
让他们印象深刻
left a very deep indelible impression on the disciples.
然后耶稣在讲一些话
and Jesus said some things.
你们有的吃吗
have you anything to eat?
然后但是过后呢又自己预备了给他们
and he himself went on to prepare breakfast for them.
然后再把鱼跟饼给他们
and gave them bread and fish.
你猜耶稣要他们领受什么明白什么想到什么
And what do you think that Jesus wanted them to know, to understand at this time?
如果我说耶稣再一次要让他们更深刻的跟明白跟经验到五饼二鱼那一件事情是什么意思
And I think here Jesus wants them to remember again the events of the five loaves of bread and the fish.
那这个我没有换灯了我要你们翻圣经大家翻到约翰福音第六章
And here I want everyone to Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
第六章第一节他说这事以后耶稣渡过加利利海就是提比利亚海一样的这个讲法。
Similarly, in verse 1, he says, Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias.
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹就跟随他。耶稣上了山和门徒一同坐在那里。 那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说，我们从那里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Verse 3. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
所以这个复活的主，这个早晨的这样的一个事情，或许加深了，或许使他们，或许叫我们读者再一次呢，去回想起这一件五饼二鱼的事。
So the resurrected Christ this morning with Peter and his disciples makes us recollect and bring us back to these events with the five loaves of bread and two fish.
那么我们知道说这五饼二鱼的这一件事情，这一段话里面，这段事情里面，耶稣讲了一些很不容易明白的话。
And here in these events, Jesus had said something that was not easy to understand at the time.
首先他说我是生命的粮。
Firstly, he says, "I'm the bread of life."
那个是在三十四节。
That is in verse 34.
三十五节，他说：“我是生命的粮，到我这里来，必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
In verse 35, Jesus declared, "I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
然后在五十三节，他说：“我实实在告诉你们，你们如果不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉，喝我血，就有永生。有末日要叫他复活。”
And in verse 53, Jesus said to them, "You very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you."
那吃我肉、喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你再回到那个复活的早晨。
If you return to the morning of the resurrection,
这个死里复活的耶稣，
this Christ who has died and has been resurrected and has been raised,
来到他们面前，
appearing before the disciples,
让他们得153条鱼，
allowing them to catch 153 fishes.
这些都是真的。
These are real events.
而这时候复活的耶稣也是真的了。
And this resurrected Christ is real.
而其实在第二件里面，就是前面那段经文呢，他说那天晚上他们很害怕，把门关起来。
And in the verses before, it mentions that they were very frightened at night and they closed the doors.
但是耶稣就在他们当中。
And Jesus appeared amongst them.
就说耶稣这个身体可以穿墙的。
And that means that the Jesus, his body, he could go through walls.
我们当中这边有读 high end physics 的，应该能够明白，现在就是物质也是可以证明可以穿的。
The high end physics studies may show also that this is possible with materials.
耶稣是带着身体，带着一个很特别不一样的身体。
Jesus has a new body, a different body.
而这个身体是三天前死过、钉过的。
And this body, 3 days ago, had died and was nailed to the cross.
但是现在又再回来了。
But now it is back again.
而且带着不有不一样的，但是又是身体。
It is a body, but it's a different person, different physically.
是真的。
It's real.
他叫我们在右边下网，我们真的就捕到153条，真的算出来的153条，真的。
It's real.When he tells the disciples to put the nets down on the right side, and they caught 153 fishes, and this is real.
你这时候在听回耶稣曾经讲过，我是生命，我是生命的粮。
And when you recall that Jesus had said before that I'm the life, I'm the bread of life.
真的，
this is real.
我死过，但是我又复叫我活过来。
I've died, but God, Father has resurrected me.
我真的是生命。
I'm the life.
生命就是活着的。
And that means alive again.
我虽然曾经死过。
Although I've been dead.
我真的是生命，我活的。
I'm real and I'm alive.
这样的一个事情，门徒即刻可以感受，即刻可以了解，可以明白。
And for the disciples, straight away, they could understand and they could comprehend.
你说他还需要做什么解释？
What other explanation do you think he needs to do?
所以耶稣说过这样的话，我是生命，然后还说复活在我。I'm the resurrected.
I'm the resurrection.
现在真的就是了。
Now it is real and it has happened.
他说我是生命的粮，你们一定要吃我。
He says, I'm the bread of life, and you have to partake of me.
主耶稣还特别说，你们有的吃吗？然后他还预备他们早餐，还跟他们吃，还提供他们早餐。
And Jesus specifically asked them, do you have food? And provided breakfast for them.
这让门徒从此以后知道说，他真的是我们生命的粮。
And from here, the disciples deeply understood that he is the bread of life.
那么什么叫做吃耶稣呢？
And what does it mean to eat Jesus?
怎么样吃呢？
And how do we eat?
在我那一次讲道里面，我没有时间讲，陈汉一直追着我问。
I did not have a chance to fully explain at the time my last sermon.
但是现在你重新整个回头来看的时候
But when you look at the events all together, including today,
也是约翰自己讲的
And it's what John himself specifically says,
吃耶稣其中不是只有一个意思，其中就是信耶稣。
And so one of the, not the exclusive, but one of the explanation is to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣也就是吃耶稣。
To eat his flesh means it is also to believe in Jesus.
那么信耶稣又是指什么呢？
And what does it mean to believe in Jesus?
在约翰福音里面。
And in the Gospel of John?
就是领受圣灵。
And that means to receive the Holy Spirit.
这个是耶稣第二次显现的时候，向门徒吹气，也证明了这个事实。
And this was proven when Jesus appeared to his disciples the second time and blew his breath on them.
那么领受圣灵表示什么呢？
And what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit?
就是属于耶稣。
And that means to belong to Jesus.
也就是跟耶稣呢的生命呢联合。
And that means to join your life with Jesus.
所以因此耶稣就成为我们的生命。
And therefore Jesus has become our life.
而他真的是我们生命的粮。
And therefore he is the bread of our lives.
然后他说就永远不死。
And that means not to face death forever.
这句话比较难了解。
And so this, this is harder to understand.
但是并非不能够了解。
But it does not mean that it is impossible to understand.
是的，现在至少耶稣你是永远不死的。
Yes, Jesus, you can't die now. You live forever.
然后我吃你的，我是信你的。
And so, therefore, when I eat your flesh, I believe in you.
然后我吃你的，表示我是属于你的。
And that represents that I belong to you.
也是我就是跟你一样的。
And therefore, I'm the same as you.
然后你说我会跟你一样永远不死，我想我信得过，可以信过去。
And you say that if I am part of you, then I will live for I will have eternal life, and I think I can believe that.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我在新年堂一直讲这样的事情。
I've said this many times in Jubilee Church.
过去三十年，我对这个信仰重新了解。
In the last 30 years, I have a renewed understanding of this.
我不觉得信耶稣是用信心。
I do not believe that to believe in Jesus is just to use just pure faith.
Yep. 尤其是这个我们对信心的错误的了解，就是不用想，不用证明，不用理性。
Especially if we have a misunderstanding of the word faith, meaning blind, no need, no thinking, blind faith.
Yeah. 不用有根据。
No analysis, no basis.
不是啊。
No?
耶稣自己一直来给根据，一直来给证明，一直来让信门徒们真的知道。
No, here because the faith and the basis of faith is here when Jesus shows through all the events that have happened to his disciples and all the things that have happened that he's described.
就在这样一个早晨的里面。
And in such a morning.
就在透过在海边这一些的一个事情的里面。
And all these things happening at the seaside.
过去他所说的，过去他所表达的
，and all the things that he had said, and all the things that he had expressed before，
现在完全明白，而且现在真的是这样的
，became a total revelation for the disciples。
这个早晨太特别
，this morning is very special。
所以在这里，这些话全部成为是一个实在的
，and so the words that he had spoken had been realized。
我请大家也稍微在这个时候。很快的进入这个情况里面，也让这个事情沉淀在你自己的这个身上。
And I invite everybody this morning to allow these events that have been happen to settle into your mind, deep into your mind.
你想象你就是在当时那个早上在那个加利利海边的那一群人。
And imagine yourself to be one of the disciples in that morning at the Sea of Galilee with Jesus.
你看到说主。真的是生命。
And you really see that Jesus is the life.
他真的也是生命的粮。
And he is the bread of life.
是人人都得吃的，是真的。
And everyone is to eat his flesh, and it is real.
因为耶稣复活，带着复活的身体来到我们当中，是事实。
Because it is true that Jesus has appeared with his resurrected body.
而且是身体。
And is the body.
如果耶稣是灵魂复活的话，就没用了，没有什么意思。
If it is just his spirit that has been resurrected, then it would not be useful.
是一个能够吃饭的身体，他当那天早上跟我们一起吃饭。
But it is a physical body able to have breakfast together with his disciples that morning.
而且这个饭是他为我们预备的。
And it is the breakfast that he has prepared for us.
他跟我们一起吃。
And he participated of the breakfast with us.
也许现在他不在了，他升天了。
Maybe he is not here today that he has ascended to heaven.
但是经过这样一个特殊这样的一个早上。
But with such a special morning.
虽然从此没有再看到耶稣。
Even though they had not visually seen Jesus since.
但是耶稣是生命，是生命的粮，是人人能够吃，是事实，是吃饭的身体，他一定跟我们一起吃，不会再是一个，我不懂啊，用信就好了。
So that Jesus' life is the bread of life, that is everyone can participate of him, it is real, and that the resurrection is real, and all these events become real and has a basis.
我相信每一次他们想起的时候，或者每一次他们在教会举行圣餐的时候，
and I think that every time when they think about these events, and or when they hold Holy Communion in church,
更会感觉到这真的。
Oh, they will feel that this is so real.
约翰福音唯一的一本福音书没有交代耶稣设立圣餐。
In the only gospel is the gospel of John that did not specifically talk about how Jesus sets up the communion.
在这个被卖的那一夜，是他跟门徒洗脚。
Night of when he was betrayed, he was washing the feet of his disciples.
其他三本福音书是说他跟门徒一起这个吃逾越节的晚餐，然后设立圣餐。
The other three gospels describe participated in the Last Supper with them.
但是约翰福音用很另外一种的方式把圣餐的意义也交代了。
But the Gospel of John used a very different way to show about the meaning of the communion.
但是不是说这里只是为了要讲圣餐。
Here it's not just only to just talk about the communion itself only.
而是说圣餐更是能够把这些意思呢都表达出来。
But it manifests the reason why the participation in the Holy Communion and participation of Jesus, what it means.
希望下个月我们在这里守圣餐的时候，对你来说是很真的事情。
And I hope that next month when we hold our Holy Communion together, you think about these events, that these events will be very real to you.
因为真的是主耶稣基督是这样的一位主，这样的一位跟我们有这样的一种很特别的一种关系。
And because Jesus is real and he has a real relationship with us, and this is the relationship that he has.
是他为我们预备这一切。
He has prepared everything for us.
是他会跟我们一起吃这一切。
And participated in the meal together.
他是生命。
He is the bread.
他是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
是我们每一个人都能够吃，也要吃的。
It is for everyone to participate and we are able to do so.
就在现在。
And it's now.
就从今天开始。
And from today.
这真的。
This is real.
153条鱼是真的。
153 fishes and this is real.
而就按照耶稣的吩咐在右边放下去就得着了。
And following Jesus' instructions to put the nets down on the right side and they received.
自从创世纪第一章以后很久很久已经再没有发生这样的事了，就是说神说事就成了。
It has not happened since the first book of Genesis when God said something and then it has happened.
现在这一位再重新带回这样的一个事情，然后愿意这个顺从的真的经验到这一位创造生命大能的主。
And here, the person Jesus is able to give instruction and we are able to experience the creation of...
所以但愿我们也再一次重新经验这样的一个过程。
And I hope that we can once again feel and go through this process and understand it together.
帮忙下一章。啊。这么一个另类的早晨。
Such an alternative, a special morning.
很多年前，陆清华牧师在喜年堂讲过这篇，他用了一个很美的这个标题，叫做那朦胧中的那朦胧朦胧中的梅，朦胧中的早那个早晨，朦胧中的梅与扇。不过我忘记它的内容，我记得它这个题目啊，因为很美。朦胧中那个早晨中的朦胧中的梅跟扇。
Many years ago, one of the pastors described
the blur blur morning,
a misty morning,
full of beauty and goodness. Direct translation, 大概 Google translation 也是这样。所以你这里想到说纪念主。
And here we recall to remember our Lord.
就不是只是一个我们在里面胡思乱想，或者是想我们要想。
It's not to remember and letting our thoughts just drift.
我们要重新回到这些发生过的事情，进入到这个里面。
We are to bring our mind back to the things that happened that morning.
而约翰说，淡记这些事情。
And John reminds us to just to remember the events of the day.
是为了叫我们信耶稣是上帝的儿子，并得永生。
To help us to know that Jesus is the Son of God and to, for us to receive eternal life.
是真的。
This is real.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢这美丽另类的早晨，这许多叫人惊讶出乎意料的真的，也在此时此刻，你再一次在我们当中，你是主，也是我们每个人都要吃的，是我们生命的粮，是我们带着这个会朽坏会败坏的生命，却可以连接一个不朽坏永远的生命，是身体。主啊，我们感谢你建立我们的信心，也才是使我们信你。祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们以感恩的心来奉献。 我们起立向主感恩。
都是从主而来，从主而来，欢献于主。愿主愿啊，愿主祝福，哈利路亚。
万物从你而来，生命更是从你而来。你是生命的主，你是生命的粮，我们领受，我们得着，我们因此将身体献上，再一次当作活祭向你感恩，是你所喜悦，是圣洁，是尊贵。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你永远喂养我们，并且在敌人的面前也为我们摆设宴席。更愿你以慈爱恩惠一生追着我们，直到永永远远。奉耶稣基督的名，愿天父上帝的慈爱，我主耶稣基督为我们生死复活升天赐圣灵，使我们不再一样，使我们因此全然与主同在，属于主，同行同活，直到永永远远。阿们。
阿
来彼此问安。